Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Why don't we get started right now? Hey, everybody, it is Clarissa here. You are in the limelight, and I have brought in some really fabulous ladies to talk to this week. Just a little couple of housekeeping things. I do want to thank everybody here at Voice America because every week they just help me bring a really spectacular show. And I think we even got our lighting right this week. I'd like to think that the lighting is kind of looking a little better than it was in the last couple of weeks. So that's exciting. If you do want to call in and talk to our guests, again, today's show is called Women Influencing Women. So we have super influencer women that are doing really kind of fun things and extraordinary things and exciting things and some calming things to help us live a better life. Call in at 866-472-5795. I do want you all to remember also that David Johnstone is hanging in with us. He's not in the studio today. He is at home. But David Johnstone is my web guy, and what he does every week is give away a 30-minute consultation. So go to clarissaburt.com, sign up, and we're going to tell you at the end of the show who actually wins the 30-minute consult with him. So, influencers, you know, here on the Influencers Channel on Voice America, we do talk to people that have distinguished themselves in their respective fields. And I loved the idea of calming down a little. I don't do that much. I've got a whole bunch of energy, and I have a really hard time bringing it down a couple of notches. And when that does happen, it just means I pass out, basically. So I know that there's got to be a happy medium in there somewhere, and I brought in good friend Paulette Bodeman. So I'm going to turn this a second, just a little bit, so you guys can see Paulette a little bit better. And Paulette is, I'm going to call her a guru. She doesn't like to call herself a guru, but she kind of is. She's everything yoga, and her specialty is in the tantric philosophy. So I know that there are a lot of questions around yoga, what it is, what it isn't, what it does, is it a religion, exactly what it is. So I'm excited that you're here because, you know, I've known Paulette not for a very long time, but well enough to know that she is a good friend. And I'm very excited that she's going to be sharing her wisdom with you. So Paulette, welcome. Glad you're here. What is yoga exactly? And is it a religion indeed?
No, it's not. And thank you for having me, Clarissa. Mm-hmm. I just love you and you. What you're doing for women and people all over the world.
I was a little cranky today. I got to be honest. I walked in and went, "I'm cranky," and they went, "Okay, we're here for you." I've got Sandra Mitzi's here as well, so we get with Mitzi. But I brought in my girls today. You know, when you're just in that mood and you need to bring in your friends. Well, I'm glad that they're here.
Well, that's what yoga is. It's about hanging out with good friends.
Yeah.
And so yoga, people think that yoga is really just about doing these crazy poses and chanting Om and that. And while we do that, and it's a lot of fun, actually what you're doing is yoga. You may not be on the mat yet, but what you're doing by bringing people together and having conversation and empowering one another, in my perspective, that's yoga.
Okay.
So the word yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, and it means to bind or to unite. Mm-hmm. So we're uniting these parts of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think people still think that when they hear yoga, it's just all about the poses. And the poses is just one little piece, mm-hmm. you know. It's a philosophy, it's a psychology, it's storytelling. And yes, we get on the mat and we do a lot of fun things to build our stamina physically, mm-hmm. our flexibility of mind, body, and heart.
Right.
And it's not a religion. It comes from the continent of India. But India has, you know, Muslims and Christians and Hindus. So it's yoga is influenced by so many perspectives. And I teach a particular style and from
which
a different vein.
The
style I teach is called Anusara. And Anusara, it's Anu is this focused, finite, like just really, really one-pointed focus. And Sara is this stream. So it's about being able to flow with life and yourself and right. everybody else and also staying really focused.
Right. And what is, you said the name, but I know that you have also talked to me about tantric yoga, which mm-hmm. is normally associated with sexual with poses
sex.
And oh my Lord.
Yes.
Oh good God.
I know. It's
and really, so explain that to us, because there's a lot, I think there's a lot more behind that that people really don't get.
Totally. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, because I really, that's part of my mission, is to really bring focus to what Tantra really is. Mm-hmm. And again, it's from these two Sanskrit words, Tantra, which means to loom, and it's a device of expansion. Mm-hmm. And so Tantra is really, there's many streams of Tantra as well, but the style that I come from is really about expanding one's consciousness, expanding one's ability to engage in life fully. And it's about expanding your world belief.
You know, and how have you seen it? Because I also know that you teach yoga, obviously, and you are a yoga coach. Mm-hmm. Correct? So you coach other yoga instructors, is that correct?
Well, I'm a life coach.
Right.
So I work with clients, and mm-hmm. I bring in the yoga philosophy in my coaching. Mm-hmm. But I also, we call it more teacher trainer. So
okay.
I also teach people to become yoga teachers.
Right. And what, give me an example of you know, the good, I don't know, somebody that you've really seen grow through yoga, sort of started out at nothing, and now they are?
Gosh, there's so many people. I think that's one of the gifts of being where I'm at in this life, is to be able to mentor people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you are, you see people, right. You bring people up,
yeah.
And there are countless people whose lives have been influenced and dramatically changed.
Well, give me
positive.
An example. Somebody. There's got to be somebody that you go, wow, you know, they really walked the walk and talked the talk after they worked with me or came to some of my classes. I still have to get to one of your classes. You've very generously have offered, and I just don't have the time to get there.
Yes,
We are going to make the time for me to go yoga out one of these days.
Well, the teachers at Bodhi that I hope you come
mm-hmm.
to see,
yes.
many of them were my
Bodhi's
students.
Bodhi's in Phoenix, by the way.
Bodhi Coyote Yoga.
It's in Scottsdale?
It's in Cave Creek.
Cave Creek, that's
and then
okay.
Yoga Village in Scottsdale.
Right.
So some of the teachers there, like Deb Payne, had mm-hmm. been influenced. Mary Evans went through teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra it's just so many. Katrina
right.
Adams, now she's...
And their lives have changed dramatically.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so let's say, yeah, get closer to the mic because they're telling me from the...
The
guys want you closer to the mic. I know that you're writing a book, and you are the founder and the creator of the mindful meditation method.
Mm-hmm.
The word mindful, I think, brings to mind a lot of different things. In your practice and in your coaching, what does that mean?
It means to pay attention. So I don't think about being mindful that you're living this perfect life and nothing ever goes wrong. I see that being mindful is to pay attention to the sunset, to pay mm-hmm. attention to the goodness that comes into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you're mindful, you can become more skillful at the game of life.
Right.
And so meditation, yoga on the mat, being more mindful about your life, you're able to seize the joy.
So what does that mean? How do you apply that in your daily life?
I wake up and I wash my face. Well, I go to the bathroom first, and then I wash my face and brush my teeth.
TMI.
And then, because I am human. Okay,
yeah. So right. I didn't think that you walked on water. I just was asking what you do after you wake up.
I sit on my meditation cushion.
Okay,
every day.
Okay,
you know, it may not be as long as I want, but I would. If I don't get to my mat, that's one thing. But if I don't get to my cushion, then I'm cranky.
So is that with pretty music? Is it with no sound at all? Is it with eyes closed, eyes open? I mean, what does that look like for you?
It could be different, okay. You know, for different times, what's going on in my life. Sometimes I need, you know, people say, I'm too busy. My mind is too busy. I can't meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your mind is supposed to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
It thinks involuntarily.
Mm-hmm.
That's its job.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can give the mind another task.
Right.
So we give it a mantra.
Right.
You know, Om Namah Shivaya, or, you know, just Om.
Do we say that out loud? Or you, is it just in your head?
Beautiful questions.
Yes, you're welcome. That's what I do. That's my job, you see. It's my job to ask great questions. That's why I'm here. Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, you can say it out loud, but you also then could bring it in mentally, and then it allows the brain to sort of have a thought, and the thought is uplifting. You know, there's a vibration to it, and then you notice, okay, is my mind wandering? Then you could bring it back to the mantra or the breath. You know, inhale, inhale, I'm breathing in, exhale, I'm breathing out. The breath is really key to paying attention, being mindful, and living a yogic life.
So how do people find you if they do want to work with you?
They could
when
find
they
me.
When they do want to work with you.
Yeah. At PauletteBodeman.com.
Okay, Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Bodeman, B-O-D-E-M-A-N,
.com.
Right? So you can go there to the website. You'll also find a contact page that you can get in touch with Paulette. And I know you're writing a book. What's the name of the book, and when are we expected to see it?
Hopefully this fall, maybe November, but October, November. It's called The Breakaway Girl, Secrets of a Tantric Yogi. And it's about...
I told you she was a yogi. I said that before. I knew it.
And Tantra.
She didn't want to say it for a long time, and I kept saying she had to say it, but she just said it. Yay.
Yes. So it's about how my perspective is that we break apart and we come back together again. And so it's memoir-ish. I mean, it's not creative. Everything is true.
Yeah.
So I didn't make stuff up. But it talks about my early life and how, you know, kind of a mess I was, and how yoga actually saved me.
Right.
And then at the end of the book, the last part of the book, there's a lot of teachings, different things, practices that helped me through difficult times in my life.
And we'll find that online. On your website?
On my website, and it'll be on Amazon and Kindle and probably Barnes & Noble.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Okay, David, I know that David's online. Can we bring David on a second? Hello, David. David, my web guy. I call him David, my web guy. I think one day he's just going to haul up and whack me one.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, David. Hi. They've told me three times that you're waiting online. Is there something you needed to say?
No. I was just listening in to be ready for at the end.
David, do you do yoga?
No, I don't.
I'm wondering why, David.
I
think
probably should.
For you. Yeah, you probably should. I'm going to make sure that you also, because you're living here in town, he's up in Cave Creek as well. So we're going to make sure that you get in touch with Paulette, and that you can start yogaing with David. How exciting is that?
We'll have a yoga party.
Have a yoga party. And David is online. He's monitoring our Facebook Live. He's answering the questions. And I'm going to remind everybody that they want to call in and ask questions. The number is 866-472-5795. And in closing, what is the one question I didn't ask you that you want everybody to know?
Why people should practice yoga and meditation.
Okay, that's a good one. Go right ahead.
Yeah, because... while society today is a little bit downplaying science, but science has proven that meditation and the practice of asana and this whole philosophy of yoga de-stresses, it recalibrates our brain. Mm-hmm. It's like the fountain of youth.
Okay.
It truly is.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So if I do yoga, I'm going to look at how much
yes.
sugar.
Yes.
Okay.
So, how could you look any better?
You're very kind. See, that's why I bring my friends in, right? Okay. Everybody, don't go away. Stay right there. You are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. Hi, everybody on Facebook Live. Thanks for following in. We're taking pictures here. Everybody's selfieing and taking pictures. We're having a really good time. I brought in another really good friend and somebody I absolutely adore and I've known for a little bit longer than I've known Paulette, but Mitzi Kipnes, otherwise known as Sandra Kipnes, is she's a certified management accountant. So she's the brainy one of the, I don't know. You say numbers and all that, so, and ledgers and books. I'm not good. It's not happening. That's why we have her. And so she has been working with P.F. Chang as of late, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But she does other really cool things as well. And I asked her to come in for this other really cool thing. I love to do assessments. I really think that personal assessments help us in our business and our personal lives. And you just can't do enough of them. I think, you know, it's another way of learning about yourself, and it gives you the tools and resources that you might not have otherwise known about yourself. So Mitzi does something called the color code, and she color coded me recently, and I don't know that I want to hear the response, but that's why we're here, so why not? In the meantime, I really would like you to tell everybody what exactly is the color code and why we should use it.
Well, I was introduced to the color code 11 years ago at a conference with my husband. We were doing a direct selling business, and Dr. Taylor Hartman, who developed this assessment, was the keynote speaker. And what I gathered from him was this assessment is completely different than any of the other ones that I've done before in business. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. I love that part of it. Right. There's only four colors to know.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah. Because the Myers-Briggs is like, it goes on. And there's pages and pages.
I still can't. You know, I don't know how many times I've taken it. I still don't remember what I am.
Right.
But I remember my color.
Right.
And the important thing that I thought about that he said about this was that the other tests are very behavior focused. Mm-hmm. And the difference with the color code and its secret sauce is it's about motives. And it's like if you take a look at an iceberg, there's 10% that's above the water. That's what you see. Mm-hmm. That's the behavior. Mm-hmm. The 90% that's underwater, that's the motives driving the behavior. Mm-hmm. So if we can figure out what motivates individuals when we're dealing with them.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Right, of course.
The behavior is just going to follow.
Behavior is going to follow. So you had mentioned, and I'm going to ask this other question, and then I'll go to that question. You take the quick 10-minute assessment, and mm-hmm. I'm a red, right?
Yes.
I'm a red, which is a color I love. It's great. So what is that exactly? Does that mean for me? Okay, don't do that. Don't.
I love how you asked that question. What does this mean for me? That's exactly coming from a red point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four different colors. So you have red, which is power.
Mm-hmm.
We have blue, which is intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
We have white, which is your peacemakers,
right,
and your peace.
Right.
And yellow, which is all about fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a question I hate the most. I told you this before. Paulette, I hate the question. So what do you do for fun? I don't know why. I don't know, because I really don't. I think I have to take a better look at that. Sorry for the interruption, but I really do have to take a look at that.
Yes, you do.
I'm not having enough fun. Mm. All I do is work. I work 24/7. I'm starting to get carpal
tunnel. Your color
code.
You had 0% yellow in your pie chart here.
but I'm fun, aren't I fun?
Yes, you are. You picked up on that. So I'm 68% blue, and my next color is red. You are primarily red, with your secondary color being blue.
So I'm powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Compassionate. So you make an awesome leader, because not only can you get in those power positions, and the power doesn't go to your head, mm-hmm. because you've got that compassion still
thanks.
That's there.
Yes.
And so that's the perfect melding that you need to
tissue.
Be a great leader.
I need
leader.
A tissue.
So, and I'd like you to know that I am 1% yellow.
Okay.
So, you know, I too struggle with, I'm constantly working and making, you know, blues like to make their little check boxes, and they like to have everything has to fit in the box, and
so
they follow the rules.
Too.
That's you
too. Oh, I follow all the rules.
They got to follow the rules,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know, I have
yeah.
to turn my directional on anytime I change lanes, and even if I'm the only person on the road. So, you know, the thing that I like about the colors, and let me just kind of go into them a little bit more into detail. So reds, the power part of it, really, their natural state is being a leader and being visionary. They know how to get from point A to point B, and people are just going to naturally follow. But, you know, reds can have, as with all colors, you have some potential negative and limitations, I like to call them.
Yeah.
So you have your strengths and your potential limitations. And so you need to be, you know, you need to watch out for becoming too selfish, which you don't because you've got that blue side.
Good.
So I've never seen that with you.
I don't think
now,
I'm selfish.
Now, this one.
I really like to think I'm very giving.
I'm
not delusional when I say.
Yes. You definitely
are. And you say you're always, you know, but you have to be careful because the reds can think that they're always right.
Oh, well, that I am.
Yes.
See, there's
always,
no question.
She's always right.
Wait.
She's always right.
Yes. And that's a horrible, I know that's a horrible part of my personality. My poor family has been putting up with it for years. But yes, that's the
biggie. You can be demanding and bossy.
And yes.
Yes. And, you know, blues, they don't take that very well sometimes. The blue side, some of the negative side of blue, and being 68% blue and intimacy being the thing, I'd like to say that it is, due to sexual connotation, but it's not. It's actually
means we need to be tantric.
Yeah, I was just thinking about tantric.
We need to do some tantric That's what we need.
But it's more about connecting and having deep relationships and having good relationships and friendships.
Do
and
I connect- have those?
Yes.
I do.
You do.
Okay.
You do. With me, you do.
Of course. Now, what about my yellow? Where am I on my yellow?
You're zero. So
no
yellow? You need to build fun into your life. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but like for me, I have filled that position with a lot of friends that are yellow. So they love to have fun. They never follow the rules. They drive me nuts sometimes, but I have to have them in my life to show me how to be spontaneous.
Uh-huh.
And so as you grow in life, you learn what your limitations are.
Right. My white?
Your white is, it's pretty close to your blue.
You haven't memorized? You're not even looking at a paper.
I picture things in my head.
Wow.
And I never forget
them. My white is?
Your white is about the same as your blue. So you're
what
about.
What is it again?
So your red's like 51%. Mm-hmm. Your blue is about 29%.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is white and zero yellow.
Zero yellow. And the white aspect is what again?
Peace.
On peace.
So my husband and I actually, this color code has helped us so much, not just in our business,
right.
Which I could, I'd love to give examples on how it can help with the business and how people come from different directions. So let me talk just a little bit more. So white is peace, right? They like to avoid conflict and they want to make sure everybody's getting along.
Mm-hmm.
A problem with a white that I have with my husband sometimes, they'll lie right to your face just to tell you what you want to hear because they don't want any conflict.
Listen, Facebook land, no lying. Ciao, Willy. Ciao, Mare. Ciao. My Italian friends every once in a while pop up.
Blues do not like being lied to.
No, we don't like being lied to.
No,
don't lie.
Yeah, with my husband, you can hear the garbage truck coming down the street in the morning. Hey, honey, did you take the garbage out last night?
I did.
Oh, sure. And then you hear the garage door open.
Yeah.
You hear the garage can being dragged down the driveway, right?
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
I'm like, really? Why not just tell me the truth?
Just say no. I forgot. Yeah, exactly.
So the beauty of Adam and myself and what we did with the color code was 3 years ago because we noticed such a difference in our own life and our marriage specifically using the color code that we actually are certified trainers.
Awesome.
So we went and we've actually become certified trainers, and we've even brought on a third person from the East Coast,
right.
Joan McGill, who is also a certified
good friend.
Hi, Joni. Another good friend who's also certified. So now we got the East Coast and the West Coast covered.
Rita Romano, ciao Clarissa Bart, ciao Rita. I'm listening. I promise I'm listening.
So the beauty of the color code is that it has saved our marriage. I believe that in a lot of ways. Issues with in his family, for instance, when we would go
be careful,
to
they might be
that's fine,
you never know who's going to listen to this show.
We would go to dinner at his parents' home, and I, being a blue, want everybody to, be nice and get along. Well, their family is kind of one that they argue a lot, and I would get really
raucous.
And so I can't eat, any of that tension comes my direction, I would get mad at Adam for not defending me, but he's he's a white, so he's not, he's going to stay out of it. So,
right. And how has it helped you at work?
Oh my gosh, it has helped me immensely with bosses.
Right.
And
do you give them the listen, before I accept this job, you got to take this assessment.
There's actually some cheat questions that you can ask, so you can figure out what color people are. And just to kind of give,
but you get that honed in that you can actually tell them the color before they take the assessment.
I've gotten to that point. I've been doing this for 11 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, it has been very helpful when I, you know, especially in consulting. So in the 1 hour CFO, there's times that I'm told tomorrow you're going to be going over to this nonprofit hospital and you're going to be the controller for the next 3 months. The controller was just fired yesterday and she'd been there for 9 years.
Right.
Oh, great. I have to go in and manage a team that was very close-knitted with this controller. So for me to get to know that team quickly and understand how they work together, I always give them the color code assessment. And I usually have a we have a team that's built quickly, whether they were working well together before or not.
Right.
Within 2 weeks, we're working well together, and it has helped
real
immensely.
Quick, what's the hotel example?
So the hotel example is how I like to explain the color. So let's say a person walks into a hotel, they have a confirmed reservation, they walk up, I'm here, I'm ready to check in.
Sorry, we don't see your reservation. Was that what you were going with this? Is that, how did I know that?
Yeah,
how
you
did
knew
I
that.
Know that? I knew.
He knew. She knew. She's smart, because she's always right.
I am. I am Facebook land. I am.
So a red, I'm sorry for the clerk, right?
Right.
The red's going to look at the clerk and be like, I have a room, or you don't have a job.
Right. Wow. No, I wouldn't do that.
No,
I
because
mean,
you
be
have
annoyed,
the blue. You have the blue side too.
Yeah.
But a real red, that's how they would react.
Okay, that's not good.
Now the blue side, and we feel guilty a lot. We're always apologizing.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, you don't have my reservation.
I'm so sorry, you don't have my reservation. It's my bad. I should have called the fifth time to confirm.
No kidding.
Yeah. So don't worry. I'm so sorry you don't have my reservation. I should have quadruple checked.
Wow.
Right. At white, they're not really going to care much. They're going to be like, "Hey, I'll be asleep on the couch over here. If a room opens up, just wake me up and let me know."
Oh no!
Now a yellow is going to go up there, and they're going to have a 1 hour chat with the clerk about absolutely
nothing.
Just hang out. They're not going to get a room.
They're
still not
going to get a room. They're
hoping to get the room. Doesn't matter to them.
Right.
But what they're going to do is they'll probably end up going home with the clerk, and the clerk's just going to put them up in their home for the night, right? So we
Back to the tantric sex.
Yeah. We all have different ways.
Over there, by the way. I can see her over there laughing. There she is. Anyway.
We all have different ways that motivate us and how we get through life, right?
Right.
So,
okay. So we've got to go to break, but I want everybody to know where to find you, how to get in contact with you, and because this is fascinating. This is so much fun.
Isn't it
fascinating? Mm-hmm. I think it's something that everybody needs to know. So let us know where we need to go.
I do everything through email right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can reach me at Sandra, or actually Mitzi, either one works.
M-I-T-Z-I.
Yes. Being blue and being friends, she can call me by my nickname, Mitzi. So you can either do Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, or you can do Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I, at Imagine, I-M-A-G.
G-I-N-E.
Yep.
120.
The number one, the number two, number zero.
See? I knew
com.
That.
You knew that.
I know. See,
I'm going to live to 120.
See, because I'm her friend, Mitzi showed up. But if I wasn't her friend, Sandra would have been here. You see, that's how that works.
That's
right
how
here
that works.
You are. You're in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We've got a lot
Thank you.
Coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The Greg Reed Show takes you behind the scenes with some of the most successful entrepreneurs and influencers the world has to offer. Greg S. Reed is known as a master storyteller and a highly sought-after motivational keynote speaker. You'll learn that successes have their downsides and challenges as well. Find out how Greg and his guests have overcome these challenges to become some of the top influencers today. Listen to The Greg Reed Show, Mondays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You
are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. You're on the Influencers Channel here at voiceamerica.com, and it is the sixth show. And I forgot to tell you at the top of the show, because every week I bring in a new word. I love, you know, getting those newsletters. I love getting the newsletters like the dictionary.com and wordaday.com. I just love learning. You know, it's a really important thing to me. So this actually has, I know this word from Italian because it has the same root word, but it's divagate, which means to wander and to stray or to digress in speech. So divagare in Italian means to wander and to stray. I just love that. So there you go. There's your word of the week, everybody. We'll be back with another one next week, whether you care or not. I'm bringing it. All right, so we've got another show, another lovely lady here, because today, as I said, we're talking about women empowering women. And Jodi Harris is a lady, by the way, here's her book. It's called The Journey to Never Giving Up, Jodi Harris. And it's an anthology, isn't it, really, of all kinds of different women and their stories. And it's kind of like a little guidebook, because look at what she does every month. I see that on the calendar.
Yep.
She's got a different saying and a different thought for every day of the year, which I thought, and lots of other really good juicy positive stuff in there. Yeah, and so she sent it to me and she signed it, and that was really nice. And Jodi is also, she's got a solution-based company, and she's going to tell us what that means, but she also created the Yuck Be Gone, which is that spray that you spray on the toilet seats. Yeah, and she's having great success with that. And then she's invented the award-winning Zipped Me, and I'm going to stop talking so she can start talking. Hey, Jodi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Clarissa.
Hi. You are so welcome. And it was, so can I tell everybody what we texted today? Do you mind if I do that? Because it's so cute.
Oh, please do.
So here's the deal. So I guess I wasn't really good in the way, and I was explaining that, you know, we go on Facebook Live with the show, but that you have to be in the studio, you know, to be Facebook Live, because I only have, you know, I don't have a camera in Oklahoma where she lives. I have one here. And so she says, I'm all ready, and I've got my hair and makeup done for Facebook Live. And I went, oh, no, you're only going to be on the, you know, on the phone. You won't be on the studio. But as soon as you, next time I see you, we're going to do a Facebook Live. How's that?
Oh, that will be perfect.
We'll do it.
So excited.
We will do it. And I love talking to you because you are one of those ladies that that does a whole bunch of things like I do. You've got that. I'd love to know what your color code is. And in fact, if Sandra would be, maybe she would want to share that with you and Paulette and see how what you ladies turn up being. I know that you are crap load of red, just like me. You gotta be.
Yes,
and
she is.
Yeah, she definitely is. She definitely is. She's a boss and she's a leader. And and you, one of those ladies just says, you know, what did you do? A Facebook Live last week or something, going, okay, that's it. I'm working out. And you were out there on the street with your Facebook Live, just trucking down the street going, this is it. I gotta lose weight. And it's just kind of fun to watch her do what she does. But and you're a plethora of information too. So why don't you tell us what was behind the journey to never give up, and talk to us a little bit about your businesses and what you're doing and how do they come to mind?
Oh, well, thank you so much. The reason behind the book, The Journey to Never Giving Up, is basically my story. And Clarissa, I know I've shared it with you,
yes,
but for all your listeners, I was a teenage mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a domestic abuse marriage for 7 years.
Right.
And that marriage is where I had all three of my amazing kids.
Mm-hmm.
One day, when I was fearing for my life, I decided no more.
Right.
And within 3 months, I was able to get my kids and I out of the situation. And you know what? I never looked back. And I never let anybody define me, who I was, based on my past. I mean, I just really never listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned early on, when you hear negativity, when people are trying to put you in a box, just say, no, I'm not going to go there. You know, right. I just brushed it off. So this book, The Journey to Never Giving Up, is actually sharing stories.
Mm-hmm.
You had actually mentioned Kelly Clanton's portion of the book about the daily affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly has a great story. She was adopted and it turned out beautiful, but she shares that within the book.
Right.
Judith Inglesby shares about her mom and dad who had Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Plus, my mother had Alzheimer's, and it happened all during the time when I met Judith. And then Donnie Beckham has an amazing book mm-hmm. called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry Through Menopause. And
Well, now, there's a formula. Like there's a formula for you. I'll bet it worked, too.
About Tantra in there.
Yeah.
All goes back to Tantra. It's all yoga.
Yeah. Why don't you come over here? I don't want you to lose your microphone, but I want you to come a little closer. I'm talking to Paulette. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, and so the meaning behind the journey is each and every one of us are on a journey.
Right.
And we've all taken curves. We went up the mountain, back down the mountain.
Sure.
But guess what? That doesn't define us.
Right. It doesn't define us. Right. Go ahead, hon.
Yes, we are who we are setting our goals and our dreams and our reality into place. And just like you said, you know, last week I decided, okay, enough's enough. Mm-hmm. I can't get into my jeans.
Right.
My favorite jeans.
Right.
So I
now, how many times have you been out walking since then? How many times have you been out walking since then?
At least twice a day.
There you go.
And
wow.
I am documenting it on Facebook.
And so results? Give us the results up until today.
5 pounds.
Wow. In what, a week?
A week, and I feel like a rock star. I have so much energy. I curbed my carbs so much.
Curb the carbs. There you go.
Yes, I am waking up at 5 o'clock and going to bed. I'm ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And let me tell you what, I feel amazing.
Amazing.
5 to 10 o'clock, let's go.
Yeah, and you are involved in so many different things. And whereas we really don't talk that much about MLMs on this, that's a whole nother show. But you're involved with Monet, which is, you know, the new shampoo and hair care company that's really taken, I think, the world by storm right now. And there was another one that you, what was the other one that you talked to me about?
Well, it's an affiliate company.
Right.
It's called Proximity Location Beacons. So anybody who either has a product or a service, if you're a realtor, a car dealership, if you're going to promote a class or an opportunity or an event,
mm-hmm.
you know, Clarissa and I met at an event, and if we wanted to promote an event or a movie,
mm-hmm.
what you can do is you can actually shoot out unlimited notifications for less than $1 a day.
That's amazing.
I don't know about you all, but I need that type of visibility, and I can actually afford $1 a day.
Yes, everybody can afford $1 a day. I do believe that. That's something. And what's the name of the company again? Remind me. You just said it, but
it's Royalty Gems.
Yes, Royalty Gems. That's right. So I want everybody to know about that as well, because that's another really great way to put, you know, to be promoting your anybody's company, quite mm-hmm. frankly. Tell me how you came up with the Yuck Be Gone toilet spray.
Well, as you said earlier in my introduction, I'm a problem solver. And I was at an event, mm-hmm. and we had porta potties there. And I was grossed out. I was like, I cannot go there. I had to get my car, go down the road to another facility to use the restroom. And I said, that's enough.
Red.
She's a red. I told you she's a red. She's a total red. I told you guys.
Oh, I really hope red is all good.
It's a great thing.
Good.
I'm all red, so it can't be bad.
No.
Oh, great.
There you
go. We're good.
Did I just say that? No. All right, go ahead, honey.
You did. And I don't have the chemist background, but I knew that I wanted a product that was non-toxic,
mm-hmm.
that sanitized. So I started thinking, what do those products look like? And in less than 3 weeks, I had my formula. I had went through Work Smart to get it verified.
Right.
Also, two independent laboratories.
Right.
Now I'm on
Red.
Amazon.com, Walmart.com. I'm selling in about 84 small boutiques across the United States.
That's amazing.
And you know what? It's just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. Oh, I know it is. And
yeah.
There's something else here called Zipped Me. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, I was.
She's like, yeah, just bring it on. Keep asking me questions. I'll tell you anything you want to know. I love you, Jody. You're amazing.
Oh, I love you, Clarissa. I don't know about y'all, but I just think Clarissa's amazing. But thank you so much. I was in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., and I couldn't zip up my dress. My arms are a little short. I couldn't zip up the back of my dress. So I was walking out, and I'm okay. I'm a secure woman. That I walk out in the hallway, and a strange man would zip up my dress. When I came home and told my kids, they were not happy with me, and they said, Mother, you cannot do that anymore, and you need to create something to fix that problem because you travel so much. I was like, okay. So I actually developed it, set it on a shelf. 5 years later, a friend of mine called, asked me to go to Dallas to a show, turned it down 3 times. Finally, she said, no, you're coming, and the rest is history.
You see? That's the deal. That's how that goes. So what's next, dare I ask, for you?
You know, I am building my empire, and I am so excited because I love giving back and helping women.
Right.
And if it's helping them start a business, if it's helping them find their passion, if it's helping them overcome fear, and of course, I want to tell you, one of my best techniques that I use with women to overcome fear is my cold shower technique.
Yikes.
I tell them every morning for 7 days, and they have to be accountable to me. And because I told them, I said, don't think I will not Facebook you while you're in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be in your towel. I don't care, but I will Facebook you. And they take a shower, cold shower for a week, and then we talk. And they always tell me, Jody, that was a lot easier than what I thought.
Right.
And I tell them, I said, so is this journey that you're about to go on. But how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so,
yeah. Also because, it's very invigorating and refreshing, and you feel so much better after a cold shower, don't you? So, it's painful going through it, but on the other end, it's pretty darn extraordinary, I'd say. Don't you guys? When was the last time you took it?
Yeah.
Well, she does tantric, so she doesn't do many cold showers. Forget about Paulette. Take her out of the equation, right? Take her out.
No, we need to do more.
We need to do more. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to ask you because, you talk about something that's very near and dear to my bike. By the way, if you girls have any questions, jump in. I mean, this is not just... I wanted to know, and we are, we've got 1 minute, and so maybe I should just... Let me do this. Let me give the call-in number. It's 866-472-5795 for anybody that doesn't want to call in. And don't forget that you can find me on all social platforms. It's just Clarissa Burt. So you can do that. Again, I do thank Voice America for being so extraordinary. But we are going to take a break and come back and ask Jody Harris another couple. We're all going to ask a question. We're all going to get a question in our head for Jody Harris. So it says, you are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
We are here back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We're talking to Jody Harris, and we've got Mitzi Kipnis here along with Paulette Boldman. And we've got a couple of questions for her. And we're just going to sort of open it up as an open forum right now to have a couple of, just a couple of thoughts and give you guys a little bit more information and education. That's kind of why we're here. But when Jody was talking before about the fact that she was in an abusive relationship where, that you know, garnered and reaped three beautiful children. I kind of wanted to know what was the last straw, what was, not necessarily what happened, you don't have to go there, but where, what was inside of you that triggered, that said, okay, this is it. I'm moving out, I'm leaving, I'm not looking back, and I'm starting a new life.
You know, that came on one particular day, and I will not go into detail.
Right.
After the episode, I looked at my children who were scared and mortified, and I said, you will not have to live in this situation. You all deserve so much more. Mm-hmm. They did not know what that meant. They mm-hmm. were 4 and 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I made a promise to my kids and the unborn child that I was carrying that this would never happen again. Mm-hmm. I was on bed rest for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. and I made a commitment to my children. I saved and scrimped every dime that I could, and in 3 months, I had enough for first and last month's rent. Mm-hmm. I had $40 a week for food, but you know what? I made it work.
Right.
And I got out, and I never looked back. And after I left, and he still tried to get to me, I told him, you will never hurt me again. You will never hurt my children, which he didn't, but you will never come near them as well. And so it was strength that I know was a supernatural strength. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners to know, you're going to have weak days. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not here trying to tell you every single day I was strong.
Right.
But the days that I was weak, all I had to do was look at my kids, and I knew why I got out.
Yeah. And there are so many women that find it easier to stay. And I really do believe that, you know, it's up to us to just to continue the giving the message and sharing the message that, you know, it's really scary and you don't know how you're going to make it and you don't know what's going to come next. And $40 a week for food certainly is not a lot of money, but that it can be done and that you don't have to live at the hands of, of an abuser one more day. You do not have
That's
to do
right.
that. Yeah, absolutely. So you stay right there, girlfriend, because I think we have another more questions. Who's got another? And somebody have a question for Jody? You had another question for Paulette? Okay, let's ask Paulette a question. And by the way, Jody, you go right ahead, too. If you have any questions, let's jump in here. And then I got to get David back on because he's going to tell us who wins the 30-minute consultation with him this week.
Hey.
So, Paulette.
Yes.
I wanted, when you were talking about yoga and what it was really about, it was very interesting to me because 11 years ago I was diagnosed with a disease that they only gave me a few months left to live. Mm-hmm. And as I was on 27 medications at that time, mm-hmm. I looked at the doctor and said, well, what's the prescription? Mm-hmm. There's a pill for everything else that I have.
Right.
And he just looked at me and said, I'm sorry, there's no cure. And I just looked at him blankly, and so he's like, you want a prescription? And I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. just give me something. Mm-hmm. Just make me feel better. And he wrote down yoga on the prescription pad and handed it to me. And I looked at it, and I laughed. I'm like, right, what's yoga going to do for me? Mm-hmm. And I did not realize that I just thought yoga was just a workout. Or, you know, poses, like you said. And the spiritual side, the mind-body side of that was what I needed to survive and to get past what was going on with me. And, you know, understanding your body like that and being so close. And
what a testament.
The yoga community and being around all those positive people really was, I believe, what had really saved me because it changed my mindset and it made me very angry. And so I found alternative ways to conquer what was going on with my body.
You need to move in a little bit because you're out of camera.
Let me go here.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you for sharing that. And what I want to say is that it works on such an energetic level, you know, and that yoga isn't a panacea that your life is just going to be so much better like we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Challenges come up. And but on that energetic level, through the breath inside of us, you know, when we have that saying, we're tied up in knots, well, we're actually tied up in knots energetically.
Right.
And so the breath and the poses untie that. They're called grunties.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So we untie those grunties, and we're looking for, we do the poses, this outer external alignment, to get us lined up inside, to have this inner alignment. So, you know, disease sometimes and illness, I actually was off my mat for almost a year recently, and I had to really take a deep dive.
You were still on the cushion.
I was still on the cushion.
But not on the mat.
But not on the mat, thank you. Yes, totally. Because to me, that's the practice.
Right.
But I had to take another deep dive look into where was I out of alignment in parts of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the true gift of yoga, is that mindfulness. Is, you know, I'm a meditation teacher and a yoga teacher, and I'm getting sick. So I had to move through the shame.
Yeah.
I had to move through the guilt.
Right.
I had to move through that and go, okay, so where's the gift in this?
Jody, are you, do you do yoga?
I try. I have a attention span of about 5 minutes. And so when I go to yoga, they understand that after 5 minutes I have to get up and walk around and, you know, check my phone, do a few other things. So they're very nice to me there. But I would love to do more. So I'm just fascinated listening to
you. Isn't it awesome? Yeah. Well, you all know how to get a hold of each other. So that's very exciting. Because I love when I connect new girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I love when I connect two women and they become good friends. That, to me, is one of the most powerful things on the planet. So you guys are now, I'm ordering you now to be good friends. Okay. I got to bring David back on. David, where are you? Here's my web guy. Call my web guy. I know. Hey.
I'm here.
I know you are. And listen, we didn't talk about Share Me. David, give us ShareMe.today. Let us know what you do there, too.
Yes, at ShareMe.today. It's not a .com.
Oh, excuse me. I'm reading it, and I said .com. Look at that. It says right there. I said it's got in front of me today. Forgive me. Yes.
You're not always right.
That's okay.
Not always right. Hey, you.
People can get
out of the pool.
A referral link there.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yes.
And the referral link, David, what happens there? You can send that then to friends, family, business referrals.
Yes.
Okay.
So if it's a business that depends on referrals, they might find a nice use of my referral link.
Wonderful.
ShareMe.today.
And you can create your own referral link as well. In other words, we can all create our own with ShareMe.today.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
Now, David, I know that last week and the week before, you very generously offered that service, if you will, to all of our listeners. Are you offering that again today for everybody?
Yes, I am.
Whoa.
Anybody who wants it.
That's awesome.
I'll post it on your Facebook page.
Fantastic. So ShareMe.today. Everybody go take a look. And then, David, I know that, you know, for your 30-minute consultation, Paulette has already said she's going to jump in. But, you know, my guests kind of, they don't have to go sign up. They just get it for free. And you know, they get it. I mean, for free. Anyway, it's free. But, I mean, they get it because they drove all the way down here. And Mitzi can, too. And you were supposed to be here today, and you didn't show. So you didn't come. All right. Well, I forgive you. You know I love you. It's okay. So who wins today, David? Who's going to get 30-minute consult with you about whether it's, again, their website or social media, right?
Yes, either one, whatever they want help with. So the person didn't give me their first name, but their last name is Romano, so
Rita.
I have their email address, and I'll contact them.
Rita Romano. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that Rita is the lady that I'm doing the Italian gluten-free cookbook with?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm doing the Italian gluten-free cookbook with Rita Romano. She'll be thrilled to know that she has won a half an hour consult with you, David. How exciting is that?
Great.
Awesome. Well, everybody, we have about two more minutes to show. Let's give a last thought, a thought for the women that, as I said, the show is called Women Empowering Women, and I'd like to hear one empowering thought from, or statement from each one of you. Jody, go first.
I would just like to encourage everyone to continue on their journey and never give up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are really struggling, there's a great book that I always refer to, and I hope it's okay to say this.
Sure.
It's called Get Over Your Damn Self.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing because sometimes we do get in the way. So those are my encouraging thoughts.
Do you know who writes the book? The author of the book?
Oh.
Never mind.
Yes.
It's okay.
Okay, good.
Don't worry, because I got to get going. Don't worry. Okay, get over yourself.
Just remember that the underlying motives and the color code is really important to figure that out, the motives, and it's really easy to do.
It is.
Feel free to just reach out to me via that email. Again, it's Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I, at
imagine120.com.
And it's 120.com.
Right. Paulette, what you got?
And what I have is that when we start accepting all these pieces and parts of ourselves, the shadow side of ourselves, that's really when we come into the fullness of who we are. And the shadow isn't bad. It's just we learn how to integrate it and be creative with it.
Cool.
So,
okay. Yes. Everybody, well, that was great. These are really great nuggets of wisdom. I just love my girlfriends, and I'm going to have them back. In the meantime, here's mine. You're only as beautiful as your last good deed. Everybody, you have been in the limelight with Clarissa Burt here on the Influencers Channel on voiceamerica.com. Until next week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.